Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
What's a Gucci?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the dynamic duo, the Diabetes Kings. We are back.
About to be the weight loss champs soon.
Yeah, we're about to be the weight loss champs because Wes came out and called us a bunch of fat fucks. So
pretty much.
So you know what? He's not wrong. And now we're both losing weight. We're not eating. We're depressed.
Pretty much. Yeah. I've lost almost 5 pounds since the last podcast.
Back in the gym. COVID be damned. I don't care. If I die, it's Wes's fault.
I'm going to have to get your gym info so I can.
Yeah, we'll go right now. I don't give a shit.
We'll stop it real quick.
Yeah.
And just we'll come back and record.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Get a quick lift in.
Hopefully, maybe Josh can get some better camera angles.
Yeah, that would be great if you could just like cut our
just
guts out of it.
Just a little bit. Jesus, just a tiny bit better than what last week was or 2 weeks ago. So we planned on doing this last week, but we didn't because it was a holiday weekend. And
I had to work. Aaron had to work. It's the whole thing.
It's fun
didn't
stuff.
Have a podcast.
It's life.
You know what? And it's not like any of you fucks were really waiting for it anyway. Because not mean, one fucking complaint.
Nothing.
Which
we
is
didn't
great.
Hear, where's the podcast? We didn't hear, hey, yeah, I want to be in the draft this week. No.
Fine.
None of that.
Whatever.
It's all good.
So that's
how you feel.
We're going to do a mock draft today.
Yeah, by ourselves. But we're going to be drafting together as one team.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be good.
Snake draft. We're going to argue over picks, I'm sure.
That's the plan.
The computer's auto-drafting, obviously, is going to be best player available. That's what computers do.
We are going to be drafting out of the sixth position. And not that it's easy or hard. I mean, we just chose right in the middle. There's going to be many, trust me, many mock drafts before. And we'll draft out of the two or the eight or the ten. I mean, there's probably going to be at least 4 or 5 mock drafts leading up to the season. And just kind of telling you guys where players are falling, especially as we get closer to the season. Because not everybody gets to draft out of the 101, Wes. And not everybody has to draft out of the 112, Matt. So it just, you know, it depends. Actually, Matt, you're going to be the second pick, so you can pick wherever you want. But last year, you drafted out of the 112, so I might be drafting out of that this year.
Oh, I don't care where I draft. Kicker
it's
going to
be randomized for me and you, which is
I'm really interested, for me, honestly, how you want to do this first round, because if kicker or defense isn't your first call,
not at all.
Very upset.
Not even close, my dude.
You ever hear defense wins championships?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. But not fantasy championships.
I don't even remember Wes's defense, so you might be right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're drafting again out of the 106. Of course, we're using that wonderful sleeper draft app, the mock drafts. Next draft we do, if you guys want to get in, let us know. And then we can get you guys put in a spot. Of course, you know, it all depends on timing for you guys, which is okay. But we're about to get in this. We are 106, so the first 5 off the board, of course, 101. Who do we got?
The widest running back in the league, Christian McCaffrey.
That's right.
Love it. You love to see it. Listen, Christian McCaffrey, obvious choice. Saquon Barkley, great choice. This is where it gets interesting. Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, and Derrick Henry.
I love it. I
one,
love
one,
the
one,
way.
And one. So I think that puts us in a consensus. I don't even think we're going to argue
this one.
It's
not even an argument right
we're
here.
Definitely picking Zeke, right?
100%.
Even though he's listed at 9, we're still taking him at 6. He's got to be one of the best.
If he fell to 6?
Oh, I'd be stoked.
If continue. Zeke, that's who we got. That's ridiculous that he fell that far.
Oh, I agree. Interesting.
It's only because of the way I think the app has him ranked. So, okay. So after us, we had Michael Thomas, Josh Jacobs, D-Hop, Julio, Tyreek Hill, Joe Mixon at 112. Starting the second round, we had Nick Chubb, Chris Godwin, Lamar Jackson, and then Patrick Mahomes. Williams.
I knew they would go early, and I know in a lot of mock drafts they have been going early.
Yeah.
It's surprising to me that a couple of receivers came off the board before them.
Well,
honestly. And I mean, I know that's just an average of everyone's mock drafts that come up with some of this stuff.
Yeah,
but that's really surprising.
Two, three, four, five, six receivers off the board.
Yeah, before the end. We are middle of the second round.
207. So, yeah, Patty and Lamar, their average. Lamar Jackson's actually 209, and Patrick Mahomes is 205.
So here's my argument. We're definitely not going quarterback because at this point the elite two are gone.
For sure.
So we can get value later on.
For sure.
Running backs, we're starting to get kind of weird. We're into the Miles Sanders, Austin Eckler, kind of Melvin Gordon area. I personally think we either go for a top tier tight end like a Kittle or a Kelsey, or we go for a wide receiver who's also pretty high end like Mike Evans or a Kenny Galladay. I'd be good with either of those picks.
I would not take a tight end in two.
Okay.
I would take a wide receiver, I guess.
All right, so where are you going to take?
Let's see who we got.
Don't say Amari. I'm not going to take Amari.
No. Chris Godwin's gone.
For me, it's Kenny Galladay. I'd take Kenny. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'd take Kenny.
Now, he was rated at 24, but I think at the time, like, that's...
Yeah.
So... After Kenny Galladay, that we round out the second round via the computer with Melvin Gordon, Travis Kelce, Mike Evans, Austin Eckler, Leonard Fournette. I don't know why anyone wants Leonard Fournette. His own team doesn't want him. Miles Sanders, Kenyon Drake.
Oh, I forgot about Eckler.
I think Eckler's going to be fine. I just don't – his floor is low, but his ceiling is high.
His floor is average, and his ceiling is high. I don't think his floor is low at all.
The thing that worries me about Austin Eckler is he's small.
Yeah, but he does catching and running.
He looks to me like a Darren Sproles injury away from not playing all season. It's my only issue.
Don't get me wrong. It's possible. My only issue. Derrick Henry's going to blow his ACL this year.
Oh, that's not going to happen. You're out of your goddamn mind.
Okay. So
Miles Sanders starts the third round. Mm-hmm. Kenyon Drake, which is sad because I really thought we could get him later.
I was thinking Lev we could get.
Le'Veon Bell, I'm not really that impressed with him, especially remaining in New York. I think Le'Veon Bell, the best thing that could happen to him is to get another new scene. I don't think New York's the place for him. The Jets are not in a position to make him competitive. Chris Carson, I'm really sad to see him go so early because Seattle is known for being a run-heavy team. I think if he stays healthy, he's going to be a bell cow. Adam Thielen, and then now it's our pick.
I think we may have fallen. Not anything. No, that is a word. That's a different kind of word, though.
So fallen
into a different pick. I think we might have gotten ourselves into a good situation here. I really like
George Kittle.
No, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
You're taking right that early?
At three. I mean, his ADP is 209 right now.
He's ranked 43.
I understand that.
Behind guys that I think personally are better.
He's ranked 43 in this app.
I know that, but I'm seeing names on here that I almost would rather have right now. If he's rated that low, that means we can probably get him that low.
Zeke was ranked at the eighth running back.
Which means we got him low. If he was rated higher, we never would have had a chance to draft him. I think we take now. So,
okay.
Listen.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, I get that.
So we picked George Kittle now, and we have the number two tight end. We have a high-rated wide receiver, and we have one of the top-rated running backs.
So did you take Kittle or Kelce? I know my pick.
Kelsey's gone.
Oh, Kelsey's gone?
Kelce went right Kelce after did our go. Pick.
Okay, my pick was going to be Kittle anyways. I didn't realize he was gone already.
I think the only reason you give the edge to Kelce is because him and Mahomes are like butt buddies right now. They are fucking tight.
DK. Okay, so we got Amari Cooper, Devin Singletary, James Conner, Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, and Keenan Allen to round out.
I really thought we could get our hands on DK Metcalf.
And Keenan to round out the end of the third.
Before we go any further, DK Metcalf.
Let's call him DJ again, and you're reading his name.
DK Metcalf, first team all body?
Oh,
first team all body. Okay.
Always. Keenan Allen ending out the third round. Starting the fourth, we've got Calvin Ridley, which I think is going to be a really good pick.
I think this is the year he takes another step, honestly.
Mark Andrews, that's third tight end off the board all day long. David Montgomery, David Johnson, Allen Robinson. one of my kind of sleepers, maybe. Mark Ingram, and then Us here at 407. And I like what you said.
Look who's still on the board.
I like what you said.
We Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So we get a top-end tight end, and we still get the guy you were looking at.
Yeah.
And because I'm right, I'm going to go ahead and let you have him for this play.
I appreciate
that. As a celebration
of
my right.
That's the thing. I mean, sometimes you just have to play the game. Man, yeah.
I really thought Debo was going to be there for us again.
Oh, he went really high right before us. Do they know our draft tendencies, maybe?
Ooh.
They might.
Look.
They might.
We were one off.
I know.
From Mr. Prescott.
It's all good, though.
Honestly, I was going to take Prescott much later just because he's
I wasn't going to take him this high.
Not signed. There's no way. That's a risky boy.
Yeah. Following our pick, we had T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Brown, Kyler, Debo Samuels, who Nigel was a little upset about. And I agree. He's going to be a really good receiver out of San Francisco.
Dude, they let him run the ball.
Yeah.
No, Jesus.
I feel you. Ending round four, D.J. Chark. Starting round five, Lockett. Zach Ertz, Odell, Robert Woods, and of course, right before our pick, which we weren't going to pick him anyways, but Dak Prescott at 505. That's probably the highest he has gone since he's came in the league in any fantasies.
Yeah.
Any fantasy drafts.
I mean, I think that the question is now that we've got a lot of positions filled, where did we go? Honestly, I'm personally leaning towards another running back. Gurley's on the board still. He's not my favorite.
Gurley is on the board.
Mostert, I think, is a good person to take a swing at just because he's not going to need him every week.
So let's see here. Wide receiver, what do we have on the board still?
Juju is still on the board. Stephon Diggs in Buffalo now with Josh Allen, the cannon arm.
So do you believe in Juju?
I believe in Juju, but now I think the issue is you have that Deontay Johnson is in town, and if you've looked at his advanced metrics, Deontay Johnson's, it's you got to pick your poison, because my thing is Juju's going to get a lot of that defensive back number one coverage, but Deontay Johnson has the highest amount of yards per separation per route run all year last year. They just didn't have a quarterback to throw the ball to him.
Yeah. So we're between receiver and running back right now. Or are you leaning running back 100%?
I would prefer a running back, but okay. If we can find value in a receiver like a Stephon Diggs, basically what we're doing is we're going to take a high. Whose ceiling do you think is higher, Stephon Diggs or Raheem Mostert?
Click on that RB button up there. So Todd Gurley is the number one on the board.
That's according to this app. He is the number one. I just risky business to me, man. It's like, what have you done for me lately? I know what his numbers have been exactly, really? But what he didn't do anything for us last year. It's hard to consider him worth a damn at this point. Like, you got to prove it to me first. I'm on a prove it contract kind of guys.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, a new city, new team,
new city, new offense, new team.
Yeah.
Now I want to say before we go much further, remember the Rams had a running back, Steven Jackson.
Oh yeah.
And then he went to the Falcons for like 2 years, put up some gaudy numbers.
Yeah.
This could be the exact same thing because he's coming from the Rams. He's coming to the Falcons.
I think that Gurley, if he's used correctly.
You know what? You sold me. Let's do Gurley.
Okay.
I'm in.
I wanted to run him back, really.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
That's what I wanted.
I was just trying to compare the ceiling between Raheem Mostert and Gurley.
I would have been okay with Mostert. Which is funny. Right after we picked Gurley,
Mostert
off the board. Stephon Diggs right after that, our two top. Mm-hmm. And then Juju, who we were talking about. After that, DJ Moore, Russell Wilson. I don't know. That's what's
you
five?
Know what?
It's 5'11".
Okay, keep going. I have an idea, and I'm gonna see how it goes.
Darren Waller, ending round five, starting six. I like this pick, and I think he's still going to be pretty good this year. Mm-hmm. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry from Washington.
I mean, I think he's going to be really good as long as Dwayne Haskins decides to throw the ball and not hang on to it. That was, I think, Dwayne Haskins' biggest problem last year.
Yeah.
It wasn't the decision-making. It's him holding on to the ball way too long.
Yeah.
Waiting for these big plays to Scary Terry to actually appear and show up. And
yeah, I feel you. Next, we got A.J. Green. As long as he's healthy, I know it's a new QB and –
Oh, AJ Green's proven.
It's still.
He's a commodity. Everyone knows who AJ Green is. The problem is he's older. He's had some injuries. It's up to how much AJ wants to do now. That's the real truth.
Even though he's got a rookie behind him, though, I mean, geez. Did you ask for a better rookie?
That's true.
I mean,
if he's everything he sold out to be number one pick,
yeah,
the guy.
AJ Green, I think, is going to fall, which he did in this one, 602. If you can get him in the sixth round.
Yeah, you hear in this, Wes? Receivers.
If you can get him that late, that's a good one. Marlon Mack, Tyler Boyd, Kareem Hunt. I still think it's going to out. I think he's going to outdo.
You think he's going to outdo Chubb?
We won't know until closer to the season. We don't really know what the.
My biggest issue with the Browns is they have so many tools. They don't. How are you going to get anyone the right amount of touches to do anything fantasy?
That's true.
In any position.
Yeah.
I mean, like three goddamn tight ends. They got 40 running backs. They got seven receivers. They've got Baker Mayfield. Like, thank God they didn't draft another quarterback. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. I do like what Baker said a week or two ago. Just, hey, it's asking about the media silence. And he was like, it's important. We're just putting in work. We're putting in work.
Good.
We're coming out. We're putting in work. And that's it.
I don't think Baker's bad. I think the problem was, if you sit down and you look at the film, a lot of what they gave him in his first year with Freddie Kitchens, before Freddie Kitchens was the head coach, just the offensive coordinator, I think the thing that really separated him, there was a lot of RPO. There was a lot of quick passes. He didn't have to stand in the pocket. Baker likes to dance once it happens.
Yeah.
And because he was so good at it at OU, why wouldn't you? You just let him do his thing. The problem is this isn't OU. This isn't the, you know, Division I Big 12 sorry-ass slack defense. This is the fucking NFL. It's the NFL, and it's probably one of the harder divisions defensively to be in. We've got the Steelers. You've got the freaking Ravens. Like,
that's not a pushover.
You're getting people every week who want to murder you.
Yeah.
And then you're asking a smaller. Literally,
they're ripping their helmets off of people and trying to put them back on.
That was his own teammate. He didn't have to worry about that unless
it's practice. Still, that's how rough that league is.
But
or that division,
I really think it comes down to, especially for him, getting an offense that works for them, quick pass, quick decisions, because I think that's what he's good at. When you give him too much time is when he runs into his problems.
Yeah. After.
Like if those cops had just arrested him instead of just letting him run and having to tackle him when he was drunk in public. Do you remember that?
I do. Arkansas? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Of course it was in Arkansas, though.
Well, yeah, that's.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think he was there?
He's probably meeting
Doesn't Baker
cousin.
Have a hot sister? Oh.
Yeah, or sister? You think?
Probably.
That's really close.
I have no idea.
I think Arkansas you can get away with first cousin. Maybe not sister.
Let us know.
Ask Jordan.
He would know, yeah.
Jordan, we're polling you right now. We need to know.
Is your sister or your cousin hotter? Go.
after Kareem, we got Deshaun Watson, and now we're here at 6:07.
Looking at the lineup personally, I want to just take a peek at something really quick.
Okay.
I think we can make it another round before we pick a quarterback. I think Breeze will be there still.
Okay.
And I really want Breeze personally at this point. If we can get Breeze in round 7, that's value. I don't care. Okay. Dude's going to put up yards. They're going to force him to throw the ball this year because he's going to break all the records.
Okay.
This is his year to do all that.
So we are at the moment. So we're 3 running backs, a tight end, and 1 receiver. I think at this moment we have to pick a receiver.
You want to go over who we've picked?
Yeah. So at the moment in round 6, we have got
– No quarterback.
We took Zeke, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Kenny Galladay, George Kittle,
love and a tight
Todd
end.
Gurley. Man, we've got – I'm not going to lie. Name recognition alone, I mean
– We're selling jerseys at least.
Oh, my goodness.
We might not have any wins, but we're selling jerseys. Shout out to the Browns.
No punch jerseys. Let's go. Yeah. Let's click on that receiver tab real quick. Let's see what we got.
Another wide out.
Ooh, Hollywood is right there, too.
He's a big boomer bust kind of guy.
Oh, he's really big.
Cortland Sutton is also. Look,
so I'm only – okay, so here's the thing. You have to play the game.
Yeah.
And the game in our case is we have 11 computers drafting based on numbers.
Right.
In our league, when
no
we
one,
draft
– No one does anything – half logical.
Unless you auto draft, and if you do this year, you're going to be penalized. So again, just a refresher in your
and
mind.
And we're going to find out whether your sister or your cousin's hotter.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about it.
For sure.
Yeah.
We might even bring him on the podcast and just have him as a guest. In our league, we have to decide, okay, let's look and see who, like, people did this with me, I think, last year. I really think Gio got me last year. And I think you said it last, like, 2 weeks ago or whenever we had the podcast. Gio saw I was drafting next. He knew I was drafting next, and he took Dak.
Well, he saw the guy on the board.
Yeah.
Round 10. He knew what mistake you were going to make.
Of one before me.
Here's the thing.
So it's the game. All the game.
When everyone has favorites, they become predictable.
For sure.
Which is why you draft a kicker in the first round to throw everyone into a loop, as in what is going on. And then you follow that up with a defensive pick, and they're like, oh, he's not even trying. And then the next 10 picks in a row are genius because you're so concerned with the fact that he took a quarter or a kicker and then a defense.
Yeah, you're still talking shit on him right there. Group chat.
Like, yeah.
Why'd you take it in the first round?
Yeah, you're too busy calling me a moron to realize that I'm done nothing but gold after that.
Oh, geez. He's taking Drew Brees in the seventh round as gold, and we're still focused on the first round.
So I think, or the sixth round. So I think the real question is here, we're going to start, are we going need or are we going to go best available?
I mean, with only having one receiver at this point, and we're not taking QB yet.
So we're going for safe. Are you going for someone who's going to put up some numbers every week? Or are we going for someone who's going to put up some big numbers every 2-3 weeks?
Well, here's my thing. So we've got our two running backs, possibly three running backs, or two running backs and a flex filled. We still need one flex, one receiver. I mean, we're still in what? This is round six.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to get in there. I feel like we need a receiver.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So Marquise Brown, Hollywood, Michael Gallup, or Cortland Sutton? Because I know who I'm preferring, and I'm really curious to see who you're going to say as an OU fan.
Okay.
Because this comes down to philosophy. Marquise Brown is going to have weeks where he puts up fuck you numbers.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, but he's also the type of guy who's a boom or a bust in a Ravens offense that doesn't really care about throwing the ball as much as they care about running the ball to open up the run. You know what I mean? Or open up the passing game.
Yeah. So I would.
And there are a lot of other targets on that team. Now, personally, Cortland Sutton, for me, is the bigger target.
I think he's the safest pick.
Exactly. I think his ceiling is lower, but his floor is higher.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% agree. But Gallup has got that. He's got that boom or bust. But he's kind of the...
You want Gallup?
No. Listen.
I was about to be...
He's kind of that middle pick of... His floor's not as high.
I think CeeDee Lamb's going to outplay Gallup.
I really think we can, too.
So what I want to do, personally, let's take the gamble on Marquise Brown.
You going to do that right now?
I'm going to take the gamble on him because I think...
He's your highest boom player, like your highest... Mm-hmm. Like, let's see.
And I think he's going to separate because I think Kenny Golladay is a week to week. He's going to get you solid numbers.
I do too. Yeah.
So instead of trying to figure it out,
was that stat? It was like 50% of his balls are 20 yards or more. That's ridiculous.
That's absolutely crazy.
And we have bonuses in our league for 20, 25 big yards. Plays. Yeah. That's crazy how high that is.
We take Marquise Brown. Now Jarvis Landry's off the board. Darius Geis, Kerryon Johnson. Stays healthy. He's pretty good. But the problem is, they just drafted another good running back in Detroit, which is going to be rough.
Is that Jonathan Taylor?
No, Jonathan Taylor went to the Colts. Jonathan Taylor follows Kerryon Johnson. Yeah, Sony Michel, which I think is going to have a lot bigger role this year behind Jarrett Stidham in New England. Evan Engram. Cortland Sutton.
Good tight end.
Yeah, this is round seven.
Yeah.
With Evan Engram off the board, Cortland Sutton, Brandon Cooks, Michael Gallup.
Of course.
Ronald Jones. Guess who's still on the board with quite a bit of play here?
Breeze is still there.
So I think we actually go another round.
Breeze still there. I think we can go another round. For sure. If we don't get a mate, I'll be surprised. Wow. I did not think
he was going to be that high. Rob Gronkowski is crawling up the board all of a sudden.
So what do we got? So we're looking for at this point, what I'm looking for is one more flex. That can be receiver, tight end, running back. Doesn't really matter. But we do have three running backs, but
here's a new option, and this is something that I'm gonna push you on again.
Oh no.
Because I'm thinking running back personally, because they're more reliable.
Okay.
However, me personally, it comes down to what's your preference?
Okay.
Because Damian Williams is supposedly the highest. So is, do we take the handcuff?
No.
To Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
No.
Because I don't know. Cam Akers to me is an unknown commodity. I don't want him. DeAndre Swift is an unknown commodity. I don't want him. Matt Breida, which is not even on a team. Oh, Miami. I'm sorry. I thought I said NA. I was about to be like, I was pretty sure he was on a team, and that NA or MIA threw me off. Matt Breida in Miami, which I think does have an improved year this year. Philip Lindsay.
I did not realize he went to, I forgot he went to Miami.
I did too.
After the, yeah. So who's Miami's starter? Is it him?
I'm pretty sure it's Matt Breida.
Because Kenyon's gone. Kenyon left.
Kenyon Drake got sent.
He went to Arizona. Yeah.
Did Jordan Howard end up in Miami? The running back that was with the Eagles?
I don't know. I do not know.
You know, as professional podcasters talking about fantasy football, we should know these things.
We should know these things.
Jordan
Howard. Okay. He is in Miami. You are correct.
Whoa! You are correct. Look at me.
That's right.
Professional podcast. Pulled that right out of my ass. You didn't know. Didn't believe it. Didn't believe it. Pulled it right out.
Just the thought, and so, then it came to fruition. There, sucked you off to completion.
They still have so many wide receivers on the board too.
There are.
I just
a
think
lot.
We can get more value later on. I like Hunter Henry as a tight end, but we already have a much better tight end, so you just need someone to fill the gap on a bye week. So we don't really need to fill that now.
Yeah, I think we can probably stream that tight end like real late. Week I don't even know if we need to have a bench spot for him.
No, absolutely not. And so, this is coming from someone who loves tight ends. When you have a tight end that's as highly rated as him, the only reason I had multiple tight ends last year was because I missed out on the running back lottery.
Yeah.
And I just filled my whole flex positions with tight ends.
If we didn't have George Kittle, I mean, this would be a whole other story.
Right.
But we've got a...
We would pick a Hunter. We'd probably go back-to-back tight ends at some point. Pick like a Hunter Henry, Rob Gronkowski mix, and just play matchups.
Oh, for sure. Because we got a top five tight end locked and loaded.
When you have a top five player in any position, he's got the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you're thinking running back. Is that correct still?
That was my thought, is you go one more running back because we're starting to get thin because a lot of rookies are showing up. I don't like rookies, personally.
So, he's a little further down the board, and I know Melvin Gordon is there. Yeah, you highlighted him. You were right.
That was my thought. I think Philip Lindsay is the most known commodity on the board still.
So are we drafting him for name, or are we drafting him just because we think he's going to do?
So we can talk about this. Damian Williams is the handcuff. Damian Williams had a ton of success with Kansas City, but there's a reason they picked Clyde Edwards-Helaire first round.
Oh, yeah, and there's a reason that he's going so high.
Right.
I mean, we haven't had mini camps yet or anything that.
Yeah, the upside's too high.
Yeah.
Now, you could take Damian Williams, and he might be great for you for the first 6 weeks until Clyde gets his feet under him. But in that kind of offense, as long as you know how to catch a pass and can pass block, you're done.
Agreed.
So you either take the handcuff there, because I don't believe in taking rookies at running back, personally, because that's the hot pick. That's what everyone does. They go, ooh, the new thing, the shiny toy. Cam Akers, who I think is talented, don't know.
He has two unknown in front of him. He has Daryl Henderson and Malcolm Brown.
Malcolm Brown is not unknown. He's a Texas Longhorn.
Sorry.
So fuck you.
But I'm just saying he doesn't have any big names to beat out.
Yeah. You know who Todd Gurley had to beat out? CJ Anderson. How did that work out for
him? No, I gotcha.
Yeah, that's my only knockout. So like if we could pick up Cam Akers in like two rounds, I'm cool.
But if I'm being honest, I would choose between Burita or Philip Lindsay.
I'm on Lindsay. But, so I'm voting for Lindsay. Do you vote?
No, I like that because Burita is behind Jordan right now.
Boom.
Okay.
Look at that. We're going to finish out this round and then take a break.
Yes. So finishing after Philip Lindsay, we had Devontae Parker, Aaron Rodgers, Will Fuller, not the fifth, just Will Fuller, five. Damian Williams, Cam Akers, and Josh Allen ending round seven. We're about to get into round eight here in just a few seconds.
We're going
to
take a short break. Aaron's going to pee for the fifth time since he's gotten to my apartment.
Sixth.
Okay.
Sixth time.
It's all the alcohol.
Monster.
Yeah, you didn't even crack it open because you were so embarrassed. You called out on every podcast about your drinking problem.
I forgot. We got to talking about stuff, and I forgot. So
All right,
guys. We'll be back in just a sec.
Well, here we are right after break. It's been a pretty eventful break. Usually we only break for like 2-3 minutes and kind of wrap up, stretch, and, you know, renew our minds. But
not
we talked
time.
For a while.
Yeah.
Josh is actually in the building, and he decided he wanted to try a shot of tequila from the bar cart.
He's Mexican.
And he immediately chased it with water.
Water.
Straight up water. Didn't want a lime, didn't want salt. Almost actually did a tequila bomb in the glass of water.
Yes.
It was real fucked up. We told him it was shitty tequila. We don't even know why it's still in the building. And he's really upset with himself for drinking it now.
Hey, I'll let you know. I'm looking at this bottle, though, right now. It does not look cheap.
No, it looks legit. It is
looks like that
horrible.
Thing was
so if anyone
$70?
Here knows who's making mezcal tequila, go ahead and tell them to stop.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It smells delicious, but I didn't get to partake with Josh.
No, I know.
But
you're already hammered from all the
really
beer you've been drinking.
Good. Oh, yeah. That 60,
Busch Light.
66.6%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always.
So we're starting in, what is this, round eight now?
Round eight, I think.
Hold on. Before we start this, we should probably talk about, so our current team, according to the draft, no quarterback yet. We have Ezekiel Elliott, Clyde Edwards-Helaire for our running backs. We also have Kenny Golladay and Mark Hollywood Brown for our wide receivers. And then we have tight end George Kittle. We have flex running back Todd Gurley. And then
The second.
Todd Gurley, and then we also have Philip Lindsay, who's another backup for this point, mostly just a value draft pick at that point. So kicker's still open. Defense is still open. We're going to fill those real soon, right? Because those are important positions. Okay. And then we have five bench spots still to fill.
Yeah. And a QB. Don't forget the QB.
Yes. Round eight. Go ahead and tell us what we're
doing. Yeah, we kicked it off in round eight. Well, not us, but the computers. With Darius Slayton from New York, DeAndre Swift, Hunter Henry, it's Josh's dude, Rob Gronkowski, 804. That's pretty far down.
I mean, considering the fanboys. Yeah.
I mean, again, it's smart computers picking and not our league picking.
Yeah, because he's definitely going round one. For sure.
After that, we got Julian Edelman and then Matt Burita. And
puts us on the board.
We are here at 807.
And who are we going to pick that we've had a fall into our laps in the last three rounds?
We've talked about him.
I mean, Matt Ryan's still available. Carson Wentz still available. I really think Drew Brees is his year.
Hey, again, like we said, he's going to be record chasing. And I think Sean Payton's going to let him record chase. And I think offensive production.
Rumor is Sean Payton said, listen, Drew, you get these touchdowns, you get these records, I will pay to have that birthmark taken off your face.
If that's what happened, then yeah, he's got him, dude. And you clicked him.
Yeah, it's not a conversation.
That was it?
We've had three draft picks. We've waited on Drew Brees. Picked him up round eight, pick seven.
I'm not going to lie. That's really good value, especially in a 15-round draft.
Yeah, we picked up a quarterback who's top tier. Maybe not the top, the elite tier, like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He's not Patrick Mahomes. But for picking him round eight after all these other quarterbacks are off the board, he's going to perform. Like, his ceiling is just as high as everyone else that's up there. Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, they all have the same ceiling. The floors vary by matchup.
For sure.
But I think Drew Brees, because he plays in that dome, because of the offense that's around him, Michael Thomas is on the team, Alvin Kamara's coming back healthy, sky's the limit.
I mean, we literally have a starting lineup filled, including quarterback, except for kicker and defense, which will be toward the end anyways. So right now, I think we're just going to be drafting some bench spots.
Yeah, we're drafting depth at this
point. And this is where, in your point in the draft, if you have your team like main slots filled, this is where if you want,
you start gambling.
Yeah, you start taking shots on some boom or bust guys.
And boom or bust, Mecole Hardman fell to us in round nine.
Hey, I'm good with it because we only have two receivers right now.
Right.
Let's go through real quick and finishing off after us. After Drew was taken in 807 by us, we got Marvin Jones Jr. Great pick. really good value.
That number two there in Detroit.
Yeah.
Big body too.
And yeah, deep balls. No homo. Matt Ryan, Austin Hooper.
Keep it together.
I couldn't after that look. Austin Hooper, Carson Wentz, Baker finishing off round eight. Starting up round nine, we got Tevin Coleman. I think it's going to be pretty decent. As long as if he gets the touches, he'll
be. Tevin Coleman healthy is a solid performer. Yeah. I mean, the problem is Tevin Coleman, everywhere he seems to go, he's the backup to a backup. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He keeps getting stuck behind more talented guys.
But they got rid of one. I mean, they got rid of one. Him. So.
And San Francisco's already shown a tendency to go ahead and use multiple backs.
Yeah.
Which I think
whoever's got him. The hot hand. Right. So, because he's got the hot hand.
Because I felt like Atlanta kind of forced the issue with him.
Yeah.
But I think Tevin Coleman more naturally fits in because it's more of the team philosophy to use multiple backs. And I think Tevin Coleman works well there. Yeah. Arizona wide receiver Christian Kirk. Pretty he's excited the three. About that. He is the three. He works the slot in a system that's a spread system. So he gets a ton of work there. He just doesn't get the big yardage.
Yeah.
But he does get a lot of receptions.
4.5 point PPR. We don't need a lot of yards. We need a lot of catches.
Mm-hmm.
So not a bad pick there. 902. J.K. Dobbins.
Going to be interesting in that backfield with Baltimore. They do like to run the ball a lot. You got Mark Ingram getting a little older. You've got Justice Hill, who's kind of come on a little bit last year. So now they've got J.K. Dobbins, who, again, has a lot of upside. It's going to be interesting to see if he gets a chance to really play or if they're just going to let this year be a year where he figures out, you know, passing protections and schemes.
Yeah, I agree with
that. I don't know how much he's going to play, but he does have high upside if he does play. I think his track record at Ohio State speaks for itself, you know.
No. 904, we got Jared Cook out of New Orleans. Again, if we could have stacked a tight end QB, that would have been nice, but it's not always the case. So I think Jared Cook will be decent. It would have been better with the stack.
I do think what's interesting, too, is if you look at our roster that we've drafted so far, it's a good mix, which means a lot of our bye weeks aren't going to run into each other. Where there's a lot of different.
Hopefully they don't.
Well, there's a lot of different division. There's a lot of different, you know, conferences and everything else.
We don't have a player on the same team yet, which is, for me in my past drafting, that is not usual. Normally, I have at least one stack somewhere.
Usually you like to just go Dallas Cowboy, Dallas Cowboy, Dallas Cowboy.
If I can get a Dallas Cowboy QB, receiver, and running back, I'm normally happy. And sometimes I'll play their defense. And sometimes I'll play their kicker. And then if we have a bad game, then I'll lose that week.
Twice. Because you lost in real life and you lose in fantasy.
And since we play the average
team. You know what? Don't even feel that bad because sometimes I'll lose in fantasy. The Dallas Cowboys will lose and the Texas Longhorns lose.
And then you lose the average. No, I don't lose against the average too. Because I would have done that.
You take the extra L, and then you're just sitting there. You're just like, "What am I doing? I don't even know football at this point."
Have I ever played this game before? Ugh. I don't even know. After Jared Cook, you got Manny Sanders, which I think, I mean, at 905, geez, that's a boom or bust pick for sure. He's two behind a record chasing Drew Brees. He's two.
Is he truly the two?
He's two.
So I know Michael Thomas is number one.
Well, 100%.
But if he's number two, why did Jared Cook go ahead of him?
Because he's a tight end. The team probably didn't have any tight ends. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he had Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Wow. But they also have Chris Godwin.
Look at their wide receivers. Yeah, we're good. No, yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, it's fine.
They're good. Let's see. So we have pick 906 and – so what do we got? We got four running backs, three receivers, one tight end, one QB. Are we leaning more toward the receiver or running back? Or are you looking just at last name.
I know, but I think we can wait a little while. I bet we can get another round out of it. So my personal thought is we're going to look for a high upside, maybe a low floor, but definitely a high ceiling. Two guys that I fit on which receiver for this round.
Click that receiver tab because I want to see where that one guy actually falls in the remaining receivers. He's not that far away.
I know, but everyone else has other needs. Look at how much blue is on the board right now. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet you he lasts.
If he can get back just one more round, this is what we're talking about, playing the game right here.
So my personal thought is right now, because obviously we're talking about CeeDee Lamb. So right now on the wide receiver round, what's available, or on the wide receiver, what's available is John Brown, Mecole Hardman, who I want to talk about, Deontay Johnson, who I have talked about, Sterling Shepard, and then CeeDee Lamb.
Are we going to look at any running backs at this point, or are you solely?
I mean, if you can name a guy here that you think's worth a damn between James White, who's the backup to Sony Michel, Alexander Mattison, which I'm not super familiar with. I do know he's in Minnesota.
So this is where, okay, well, this name right here coming up is where we talk about that boomer bust. If Kamara's not healthy.
Yeah. Murray performed very well last year.
If you have him on your bench, because you have five bench spots. If you have him on your bench, you're having to pay bad for him at this point, at round nine. And if they split like they normally split.
Especially with Latavius Murray getting more of the power back.
Yeah.
Carries.
Because think of when Ingram and Kamara were together. I mean, Ingram got that power back look, and he was almost as productive.
Let's pitch an idea here.
Okay.
What if – so Latavius Murray is three down, and then CeeDee Lamb is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's take Mecole or Deontay Johnson.
Okay.
And then whoever's left between CD, if CD's there, we'll take him next round, or we'll take Latavius Murray.
Okay. I like the Mecole Hardman pick for sure.
I do too, because he returns the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he has an extra.
If you can get multiple point options out of a player.
Like, I like Deontay Johnson's. I like his advanced stats. He's the one who had the highest separation per route run and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to bode well with Big Ben being back and being healthy.
So what is he? Is he two? Is he three? What is he behind Juju?
I think he's number two.
He's two. So he's playing outside. He's not playing slot or anything. No. But is Juju playing outside? Or is he playing slot this year?
Juju moves around.
Okay.
Offense has always been that way.
I've heard something about him playing slot this year. Yeah. And I'm just curious. If he's playing slot, Juju is going to be a really good pickup. I don't think they're going to.
He's going to be a slot machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Just pull the handle. He's going to hit you with the jackpot.
Almost every time if he plays slot. But they have to have good receivers on the outside for that to happen.
So what would you feel more comfortable with Mecole Hardman? Remember, we're looking for not just value, but we're looking for like potential matchup, just gold.
Oh, I think Mecole Hardman's probably in that area of 8 to 10 touchdowns this year. I don't know what his actual thing is projected as. But I feel like he's going to get you a good amount of points.
The only reason I'm good with it is because we have four running backs currently.
Yeah.
So no, I'm more okay with taking a wide receiver here.
This will be our first double team player as well.
I like that. So on offense, we already have Kenny Golladay, who's solid.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown, who's boomery, a bustery. So I'm hoping Mecole Hardman, we agree on that.
Yeah.
Picking him. Let's see if CeeDee Lamb continues. Son of a bitch.
It does.
Watch Don't Murray go too. He did. Yes, he did. We got played. We got played. They played us like a damn film.
That's it. They can hear us talking, I think.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
All right. So we took Mecole Hardman, rounding out round nine. Alexander Mattison, the running back. John Brown, the receiver. James White, Daryl Henderson Jr., Sterling Shepard. CeeDee Lamb closing out round nine. We really thought we could 12. Wait another round.
God.
As a Dallas Cowboy homer, I'm really upset. Coming in starting round 10, we've got Deontay Johnson, who was the advanced metrics, you know, lovable. First defense off the
sure enough
board. The Buffalo Bills. Interesting pick.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think they're going to be solid, but I wouldn't have taken them number one.
I mean, to me, a defense is a streaming position, just like a kicker is pretty much.
Unless there's an elite one on the board. If everyone had known.
I would have taken him at 10.
If everyone had known what the Patriots defense was going to be last year, someone would have picked him early. But the problem is you don't know on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I'm going to. Oh, anyways.
Yeah, you don't. I know. It's hard for you. It's hard for you because you play Madden fantasy football where you're just like all the offensive guys and whoever for defense. I
could have got rid of defense and kickers this year.
And I would never have allowed it.
I know you
would have. I never would have allowed it. So fuck. And then Latavius Murray comes off the board, which right we were really Bills, hoping that he would still be there for the value.
Dang.
Jerry Jeudy, Keyshawn Vaughn, then Alshon Jeffrey, and now it's our pick for round 10.
10:07.
Now we're going to get weird. Let's see what's all available. Jordan Howard.
Oh, he's still available.
Noah Fant. Tom Brady.
I'm not taking a defense. Don't even.
Even
don't
an even elite defense?
No, not at 10.
Mike Williams, Matt Stafford, Daniel Jones, Tyler Higbee. I'm not a fan. Second
QB either. We're going to take New England Patriots. We're not taking them. Look into, who did you say? Jordan Howard still available, correct?
Jordan Howard is still available.
Out of Miami?
He's going to be number one or number two in Miami. It depends on how it shakes out with Breida. Because
I think Jordan Howard's
the power back.
Yeah, he's good enough to take. Yeah, we can handcuff Zeke with Tony Pollard.
Do you believe in handcuffs?
No, not at all.
I don't really either. Not at running back.
No. What's our receiver line looking like?
Stacked.
Okay, so we got Mike Williams.
Chargers.
Okay.
And it all depends on what Herbert's going to do. Mike Williams talented. He's there.
Yeah, he's too. He's there too, for sure. Man.
Sammy Watt.
No, I'm not taking another Kansas City receiver.
No. Oh, yeah, we already have Mecole.
Yeah, you're fine. Not at this point.
Henry Ruggs is an interesting choice.
Yeah.
He did hurt his thigh, though.
Yeah.
Which is a very Raiders.
The thing, okay, so all their receivers were hurt last year, so I think Ruggs has got a chance at getting in the starting lineup as a true starter. I'm just not, at this point, taking the shot on him when we got somebody like a Jordan Howard who could be a workhorse out of Miami. I mean, we don't know what exactly he's going to do, but if he's in a competition, this is the problem with early mock drafts, but even when we get close to season and the depth chart still isn't set, you have to take some of these shots. And if it's...
Can I say something really crazy here?
Okay.
Just look down the board, way, 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 way down the board. Mm-hmm. There is a person named Alan Lazard.
The Lizard King.
Now, yes. He did some pretty big things in Green Bay last year when they had nothing happening for them.
Yeah.
They didn't add any other wide receivers. He's still the number two guy.
Yeah.
And he's a big-bodied guy.
Like we just said, look way down the board.
Mm-hmm. Way down the board. So I bet you we can get more value in wide receiver later than we can any other position.
Are you telling me let's take Jordan Howard?
It's either Jordan Howard or we're going to get a top-tier defense or a backup tight end.
I don't really want to bench a tight end since we have Kittle. If we had somebody less than Kittle, so Kittle, Andrews, and I'd throw Ertz in there, and of course Kelsey.
Okay, so I would say Howard, and then Howard's really the option you have.
Yeah, if you're outside of those four and you're at this position, take a tight end because you're gonna want somebody to maybe switch in and out.
But based on lineups and matchups and
where we're at, Howard is definitely the pick. I think I like that.
I wonder if when we get to the end of this draft, it's going to call us a bunch of morons.
Probably.
I mean, I feel pretty good with this team right now, but, like, who knows?
We'll see. After Jordan Howard went off the board, went Noah Fant, Sammy Watkins. There's your other defense.
Son of a bitch. I knew we should have taken
him. San Fran 49ers. Tyler Higbee. There goes Brady. Tony Pollard. Matty Stafford. Robbie Anderson. Daniel Jones. Wow. And Jared Goff.
All of a sudden, a lot of these quarterbacks that are kind of lower tier, mid tier, coming off the board.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be stuck with
no backup.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be stuck with nobody. Okay, well, hold on. Go up real quick. Let's see. Scroll up on the thing there. Man, there's a lot of teams with two QBs already right now. We have one.
Almost all of them have two QBs already.
This one doesn't, but they haven't picked yet.
Yeah. These three don't. These three, four, so five.
I bet there's going to be half. There's probably going to be a lot of QBs right here coming up.
Which is why I'm really leaning on this as a bust.
Ooh, come on. Don't play with me.
I'm serious.
I will take that
one. He's got the arm strength.
I'll take it right here. So are we
just going to take the backup now? Not because he's the best available, but because out of all the quarterbacks that are lined up. So what we have available is Ben Roethlisberger, Kirk Cousins, Drew Lock, Jimmy Garoppolo, Philip Rivers, Ryan Tannehill, Joe Burrow. really like Drew Locke. I think Drew Locke has the weapons.
He's going to get taken by the
time. He's going to get taken. So even if we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's say they take 6 in a row, we're going to be in the Phillip Rivers, Ryan Tannehill, Joe Burrow run, and I really don't want to take that shot.
Yeah, I mean, if we're wanting to bench a QB, which
I think Drew Locke is the guy, especially based on matchups.
I 100% agree. But I'll tell you, if I'm drafting alone, I'm not drafting the quarterback. This is a joint draft, though. So I'm good with Drew Locke on this one. Because I honestly went to draft a Drew Brees. I would have waited for this round to draft Drew Locke.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Okay. Draft him.
Listen,
draft
I get Drew taking Locke. A quarterback late, but we got Drew Brees so late.
No, I know we did. But look who fell after him. Matthew Stafford fell in round 11.
Oh, do you remember what happened to Matthew Stafford last year?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Oh, no. I understand. No. He didn't get hurt. He broke his spine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not an injury. That's a fucking
Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. If you're going to shoot a flyer out there,
but round 10? But that's the thing. That was a flyer. We have a sure bet 2 rounds before. We have a sure bet.
Okay.
That's 40. Playing with house money right there.
He's 40.
And a man.
I feel like you're still throwing out a little bit of a flyer at that point. Okay. You're not taking Patty. You're not taking Lamar Jackson right now.
A record-setting quarterback at 40, but I'm willing to take Drew Locke and put him on the bench.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm good with that.
Because of the matchup.
But what I'm saying is if I would have been drafting, I want to take
Drew Brees. We would have already
lost. All I'm saying is we would have had another skill position right there.
I think there's so much value at wide receiver right now.
Oh, come on. He would have made it back to us one more. Nope, two.
Yeah,
he would have. He would have made it back
barely,
to us.
And maybe.
Maybe. Had they not.
It'd been close.
Yeah. Because, wait, where's Kirk Cousins wasn't above?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins was above.
Okay, he would have made it back.
Ben and Kirk Cousins were above, and then it was Drew Locke, I think.
Okay. So after Drew came off the board, who we drafted at 11:06, New England, Jamison Crowder, Mike Williams, Kirk Cousins, Henry Ruggs, Baltimore Ravens, Rashad Penny, Hayden Hurst, Tariq Cohen, Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger, Dallas Goddard. Now you say Goddard. I don't even think that's correct.
Who cares? He's not a Dallas Cowboy.
That's true. He could have been.
Should have been.
Should have been.
Sons of bitches.
The Eagles.
All right. So here's. I'm just going to start the argument. We're just going to look.
Now where we are, I'm good to look at a kicker or defense because we have got.
Not kicker yet. Okay. Not a single kicker's off the board. We're not going to have to go crazy.
There's not one kicker off the board yet?
No, because Justin Tucker's still there, and he's the best kicker in the game.
Oh, wow. He is the third kicker?
Yeah, Greg the Leg.
Hey, I don't blame him. I'm just saying.
Listen, if you're in this range right here with these five, you're in the game.
No. Well, I don't know about Robbie. I had Robbie last year.
No, you know why I'm okay with it? Because San Francisco scores the ball.
Well.
He might not put up 13 points, but he's going to put up points.
They score the ball, so you're going to get four points.
Yeah, over and over and over.
No.
Which is better than...
No, I want someone that's not scoring. I want somebody kicking field goals, not making touchdowns. That's what I want.
All right, so take Greg the Leg.
No, don't say that.
So...
Okay.
Like elite defenses, I'm really racking my brains on what an elite defense is
for this year.
I feel really good about Tampa Bay.
They're really so far down there,
and I'm telling you, I think I'm willing to wait. Maybe we start looking at other positions because right now all we really need is a flex, a kicker, and a defense, and some bench spots.
I mean, if you want to roster a second tight end, you can do that. What do we got? How many receivers do we have?
Three.
We have three receivers. Oh, I see the count there.
Is there any that
just, we have five running backs?
None of these just get my dick hard because Alan Lazard's still pretty far down.
That's receiver.
Yeah.
We're good on running backs. I don't think we need another running back. We should be fine.
Yeah, we've got a fuckload of running backs.
We have five running backs.
Nothing really gets my dick hard at receiver or tight end. Maybe we do just take a
defense. Well, hey, go back to tight end. Go back to tight end. This is another flyer we can take right here, the one that's first available. Mike Gesicki. He's I've heard good things about him. I haven't taken a personal look at him, but based off what I've heard good things.
Can I throw a counterpoint?
Okay.
And this is just a conversation. This isn't pointing fingers. I know how much you hate Tennessee.
Okay, I'll take Gianna.
You good with Gianna?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Like, I think Mike Gesicki, the reason I think the difference is, the tight end is typically a safety valve.
Yeah.
And when you watch the two teams, if you look at Miami, their tight end situation, their quarterback situation, it is what it is. They've got Tua in the backup, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Jonnu Smith is, even though they've got a proven quarterback in Tannehill, Jonnu Smith got play last year. He's an easy check down. They run the West Coast. He gets a lot of looks. I like Jonnu.
For roster and the second tight end taken.
Fuck yeah. I like it. Let's start flying. We got three rounds. I bet you we can get
three through. Rounds. We're done.
Without a break, I bet you we can get through.
Okay. After Jonnu Smith, we had Preston Williams, Tyrell Williams, Mike Gesicki, Anthony Miller, Chicago, Golden Tate, Justin Jackson, Jimmy G, porn star Jimmy, Michael Pittman Jr., Justin Tucker. There's that first kicker.
And you know what that means? There's going to be a run on kickers.
Who do you want? All right. You know who I want.
We're going Greg the Leg. Play.
Let's go.
Greg the Leg Zerline.
Greg Zerline. Then we got Justin Jefferson, Chase Edmonds, Ryan Tannehill, the Chargers. Wow. Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After the Chargers, we had running back Antonio Gibson, running back Jamal Williams. Four straight kickers. Harrison Butker, Will Lutz, Robbie Gould, Young Ho Ko. Oh, then we had the Rams. And then we had Zane Gonzalez. So after us, there were five kickers taken. I like our pick because we did not get stuck with the Shaz kicker.
I agree. So now here's the hard part. When we take this defense, do you want to take the potential risky click of the day? Because it is defense. That's something I'm willing to take a risk on.
Go up. What do we got? What do we have? What do we have?
Minnesota, Green Bay, Seattle.
Cool. There's some good ones up there. Why are we going so far down?
Because Tampa Bay jumped from 31 to 6.
Okay.
In the second half of the season. That's why I'm...
Here is why I do love... I'm going to try to do this very quickly.
Who is it? We're on a time schedule, bro. You got 2.5 minutes.
I'm going to try to do this very
quickly. I'm not going to waste these people's time on a draft. It's a fake draft of a fake draft.
I'm going to have to go back and look at this for next draft.
What defense do you like?
I really like this. I really wanted to look at the strength of schedule at the very beginning, the first 3-4 weeks. Because mm-hmm. That's when these defenses right now are going to help you.
Right.
At the toward the middle end,
everyone really starts matter. Playing, cutting,
doesn't really matter moving. At that point. But I don't know what the schedule is for these people. Mm-hmm. So scroll up. If I'm basing just off of what I'm looking at, God, do you pick? I don't even know.
I want to take the risk with Tampa Bay.
Golly, that's so far down.
They made such a big move up, but I think later on, if you hate them, you can cut them and get someone. You know
what
I
mean?
Defenses like that.
Yeah. So after Tampa went Minnesota, Green Bay, Kahimi Fairbairn, Seattle Seahawks, Matt Prater, Alan.
Fuck me.
Yeah, so we should have taken it. We should have taken it.
Alan Lazard. Yeah.
Alan Lazard, Dan Beezus. Who is that? What's that say?
N'Keal Harry.
Oh, okay.
He was a former first-round pick.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jake Elliott, Duke Johnson, and our last pick.
Needs to be on the bench.
1506.
What position do you want on the bench? Either another wide receiver or another running back. You choose.
Larry Fitzgerald is still on the
Shut
board?
Shut the fuck up. I'm not even going to consider it. Nyheim Hines is on the board.
Are you serious?
Listen.
Larry Fitzgerald is still on the board. You're not even going to look at him in as real a possible life? No. Flyer?
In real life, solid. In fantasy football, not a performer.
Okay. Pick it.
Dede Westbrook.
I'm okay with that one. I'm okay with that.
Former fucking OU guy. God damn it. And then it rounds out with Phillip Rivers, TJ Hawkinson, Nyheim Hines, Paris Campbell, Joe Burrow, and Eric Ebron. Jesus, man.
Not gonna lie, I like our team. Let's run over our team one more time. All right, so on our team, in round one, pick six is where we drafted on this draft. Here's our team and the way we drafted it. We got Zeke, 106. We got Kenny Galladay, George Kittle, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Todd Gurley, Hollywood Brown, Philip Lindsay, Drew Brees, McCole Hardman, Jordan Howard, Drew Locke, Jonnu Smith, Greg the Leg Zuerlein, the Buccaneers defense, and Dede Westbrook.
I really like our depth. We have a lot of name recognition as starters. It's just really going to depend on matchups, I guess. I mean, and the hard thing is, too, is I understand that we just did a mock draft, but we didn't do a mock draft with our moron co-league mates. So we just assume that they're doing the right thing. So we got a pretty solid team. No one did anything crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's going to be really interesting in the long run.
I think you could possibly potentially put together a better team. I mean, out of the sixth spot, the fact that this app that we're drafting, it's Sleeper. But because of the offseason and the uncertainties with certain teams and all that, the fact that Zeke was at six is ridiculous.
You know, we should have had
a different 106 for sure. But I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it made our team look really good. I'll say that. Because, I mean, if
Zeke hadn't have fallen to us at that point, we would have been having a conversation about Lamar Jackson.
Not Derrick Henry?
Not Derrick Henry. Not at that particular spot.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you said you would draft Derrick Henry before you drafted Lamar or Patty.
Looking at the makeup of our current team, we could have skipped out on Drew Brees.
Because Derrick Henry's going to tear his ACL, isn't it?
No.
You know
we would have skipped out on Drew Brees, and we would have skipped out on Drew Locke.
That's true.
And that leaves us two positions that I can take a super gamble on, like a rookie running back or something. That's the only reason I would say that.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, realistically, had we not had Zeke, I don't know that I would have tried to grab Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Exactly.
Where we took him. So we took him around four. We probably would have had somebody else.
I mean, to be fair, we wouldn't even have the chance to draft Derrick Henry because he went before Zeke did.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Zeke wouldn't have fallen that far.
Right.
So we would have had the chance.
It would have been just him.
Yeah.
Interesting. Derek.
Which would have been interesting. I didn't mean to slap your screen like that.
No, it's fine. Actually, what I would do is if you had the number one pick and you had Christian McCaffrey after about 2 weeks, I'd just offer you some bench-ass players and trade them for you.
They better be Cowboy players, dude.
Yeah, I know what you're about.
Okay.
I'll give you, like, Greg the Leg, and you'll be stoked.
Greg the Leg and CD.
Yeah.
And I'll
not even CD. That. I'll just give you DD. He's not a Cowboys player, but he played for OU.
OU player?
Yeah, and you're like, all right, that's good enough for me, bro.
No, I've been burned by DD like two seasons. I'm good on him, so. But a Cowboys player, that's different. That's different.
I think I've been really down on Todd Gurley, but I just realized the whole Rams to the Falcons thing is the same thing that Steven Jackson did late in his career. And he wrecked house.
I think they're gonna use him correctly, I think. I think that's the thing, is he's not gonna be the only running back that can do anything there in Atlanta. And I don't think they're gonna use him that way. I think he is the only running back that can do something big. But I don't think they're going to use him that way. That's what I think. So I'm not disappointed in this at all. I think it all looks good. It's sexual, which is always nice. And I think I might go roster bait tonight to our draft.
I don't blame you at all.
Are you going to do the same?
No, not at all. I'm happy with my life. I wouldn't do that. Okay, well, I don't roster bait.
Never, ever.
And especially to fake rosters of fake teams that we don't get to carry with us. Because if I was going to roster bait, I'd have a way different roster. I would just make my own.
You'd just throw
it. It'd be Christian McCaffrey, Saquon, to have the whole first round of my team.
It'd be all running backs. Yeah. That's all you need. Yeah.
Dude.
I gotcha.
I mean, cool. We're playing with two flexes this year.
Yeah, we opened that one back up because we're not playing with three receivers.
Yep.
I don't like three receivers.
It's going to give everyone the option to be like Wes or to be, you know, normal.
That is a gay background, dude.
Yeah, Josh.
I don't like that at all. I just saw it light up. Bolt gang or don't bang.
both gang or don't bang. That's not what that says.
No, that is what it says. You never even heard of that.
No. They're just making up shit on the go. You know how we're America's team?
They want to be LA's team.
I don't even know another Chargers fan that isn't Josh.
We saw one at Walmart the other day. Josh tried to wave to him, and he looked the other way.
Was he Hispanic?
No. He okay. Was, no, and definitely was not.
Super white?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he had Chargers gear on. Was I think like, Josh had a Chargers hat on, and Josh was like, and the guy was like.
No, that's just white people, though. The dude, the weird smile is like,
You know, he didn't even smile.
Like the just, weird like, flat smile.
Like, he just looked off like he didn't even see him. It was interesting.
Well, I mean, if you had an autistic kid wave at you too, you'd probably not pay attention to them.
He was with me. I mean, maybe I looked
was like it a Sunday by any chance? I'm just curious.
I think it was
a Sunday. That makes sense after his homoerotic house parties.
Maybe that's one of his guests. He just wasn't trying to be like identified.
Oh, yeah, he was like, "Oh God, I recognize him."
Oh God,
I've seen those lips at a glory hole before.
Oh, I think that's it, guys. Thanks for tuning into another podcast. I don't know what we're gonna do next week.
Yeah, we'll brainstorm it. We'll talk about something next week.
Figure it out.
Who knows? We might not even talk about football next week. We'll just have something else.
How about we just talk about Netflix? I've thought about
that. You know what? We could. Listen, next week, what if we just do this? We'll just talk about some bullshit next week. We'll make some jokes. Maybe we don't run it a full hour. You guys will have a good time. There wasn't a whole lot of jokes made in the last one. It's late. We're tired.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's late. We're tired. It's been a long week. Crazy world, man.
You've been playing COVID. House husband, dude.
Dude, it's been great.
Yeah. I don't know how your week's been that long.
Well, between Call of Duty and microwaving myself food, it's pretty rough. Oh, you know what? That's what we can talk about now. Wesley.
Oh, okay. What are we talking about Wesley for?
Because he called us fat.
Yeah, he did.
He fat shamed the shit out of
us. He did. Wesley, I've lost 4 pounds.
I want to let you know, podcast. Wes, you've really opened my eyes. The roasting is real. I get it.
We needed it. We had a problem.
We did need it.
We needed it. We're starting a healthier track now. We're on this different
You know how rough it is to go to the gym and try to be a cardio bunny when you've definitely been part of cardio bunny? Thick boy crew for your whole life?
Part of the thick boy bike club?
Yeah, I'm over there. I'm on the fucking treadmills with all the skinny white bitches, and I'm doing my best to not die.
Yeah.
God damn it. And I sound like a fucking elephant running on a treadmill. Like, thump, 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 thump,
I don't even do that. Have you ever like walked into like Whole Foods or Sprouts and people just look at you like, what are you doing here? I get that all the time. Now
I just walk in and I hear, whoops, looks like you made it into a Whole Foods.
Whoops.
And then some guy with a man bun and a really shitty beard like floats down. He offers me a shake and he goes, listen, you can't come in here. This place isn't for you.
Oh, yep. Fairy wings, dude. Yeah. They're a real thing.
It's rough, especially in Tulsa. Jesus, man. I have never seen more dudes who wear pants and jeans with flip-flops in my life.
Oh. That's a problem here.
Dude.
It's a problem
here. They just don't make them the same.
No.
Offer them straight up Screets of L-Town, bro. You already know.
Yeah, dude. I feel you on that one. Thanks, Wes. We appreciate it. You opened our eyes.
Thanks for fat-shaming us. Yeah. We're not eating anymore. All we do is cardio. You've
been fasting for how many days now?
I've been doing the intermittent fasting for 2 days for sure. I thought before.
I've gone like 48
hours. No. Actually, no, because we went hard in the paint on like alcohol and shit this weekend.
Oh, so you
but had now, that like as of Monday, we've been like straight edge.
So you're the one that's drinking lots of alcohol, hard in the paint. I was.
Yeah. Okay. It was like, as you can see, my Maker's Mark is still closed.
Surprisingly, it's got the wax and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just didn't get to it.
I'm going to have to bust that open. Not me, though. You.
He's like, yeah, when it's time.
Or Josh.
Once I lose a whole Wesley Tom worth of weight.
It's not that much.
My thing is,
he's pretty small.
What's he going to do when we're skinny?
I don't have no idea.
He has one thing to roast us on. That's the fact that I'm large and in charge. I'm thick as shit, bro.
Thick.
Like 6 C's.
7.
That's fucked up. That's too many. That's obese. No. Like morbidly obese. I'm just fat as fuck. There's
okay.
difference.
All right. Well, okay, five.
I'm not on like fucking TLC.
No.
Yeah.
Then we'll be the, what are that? Those
1,000 pound sisters?
Sisters. We'll
be drinking our sodies.
We'll be like the 700 pound brothers. Is that what we'll be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right.
And then we can put on Cowboys jerseys, bear our midriffs, and we'll look just like Zeke Elliott. What's up, bro?
What's good, dude?
Thick as fuck.
Oh, looking good, too. Loving it.
All right. So we'll be back next week on our bullshit. Don't even worry about it.
Doing something. We'll both have some weight loss stories, hopefully.
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 Yeah, I'm throw up after every meal. Thanks, Wes.
Appreciate it, dude.
Thanks for bringing depression back.
It's always nice.
Yep. I was eating myself happy in here. Now I'm sad as fuck again. Thank you, Wes. Maybe I'll be skinny. Who knows?
We'll find out next week
on Dragon Ball Z.